Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
That is right, Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz show inside Studio B, AfterBuzz style, for Basketball Wives, the reunion show. Second reunion, okay, wow. And there's a lot of clapping going on. You know, we love this show. Season 4, episode 17. I must say that we have talked about this show 17 weeks long, dissected every aspect of the show. So we are officially Basketball Wives professionals as far as commentating. Because it was weird when watching the recap, I felt like everything they showed we knew pretty much spot on, we had an opinion on. So it was a little like we were watching the same thing. They did have one extra clip in there, so that was different. But before we do anything, I will say hello from Studio B. My name is Ronnie Jr. I'm sitting next to
Fallon Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone.
And it's Monday, and she's like Motivational Monday, yes. Girl. Just FYI right there.
You got to go on my Twitter, check me out, mm-hmm. Motivational Monday.
And her Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Instagram mm-hmm, too.
Mm-hmm. Promotion plug. Plug, hollyhoops.net, Rebecca Prince.
What's going on?
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Chilling like a villain.
I don't have Instagram, and I don't do all that much on Twitter.
Yeah, but you do a lot. Okay, and from KJLH Radio, the spiciest woman around, Spicy Maricela.
Oh, shucks. What's up, folks? Spicy Marie in the building.
The newest, like, Basketball Wives, or even reality fan. Like, you
didn't like it. Yeah, you've
totally
converted me. I like the show. I hate and love the characters all at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, 17 weeks of it. I mean, you're going to miss it now that it's...
Wow, it's been 17
it's almost
weeks.
17
like,
weeks of all of this,
like
you guys.
It's almost like a break.
I know.
It's going to be crazy. Therapeutic not to watch it because it makes too much drama going on in my head.
But I do have to say, watching this episode, I did like kind of feel like a little, not teary-eyed, but
you're going to miss us. You're going to miss this moment.
Yes.
Kidding.
Ronnie.
Miss the co-host, not necessarily
the show.
Content.
Yeah. So the show, I mean, what did you guys think about it this season versus other seasons? Had the most controversy for sure, right? Same show. I don't understand why this season got the most negativity behind it.
I definitely think out of, you know, it's the fourth season, and out of all four seasons, this had the most fighting. It had the
bottle
most
throwing.
Physicality. I mean, it had the most bullying. It was probably just, you know, the one season that really, you know, sort of evoked the most emotions, whether you were like Team Keisha or you were Team Tammy. I mean, it just, everybody had, you know, a platform, and everybody really stood their ground and either, you know, supported one person or the other. And it was just a war of, it was just the battle of the two different groups the whole season.
We started off reunion number two with Jen backstage doing the lie detector test. I just think that's so cheesy or not cheesy. Or why? Is,
I
why
mean, it's not Maury Povich. It's not a baby daddy.
You are not the father.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
Jen.
It's just when reality TV gets out of hand a little bit when we're watching somebody do a lie detector test of something she wrote on a blog. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, but apparently, I mean, that seems like you know, not to spoil it, I mean, we're going to get to it at the end, but at the end of, you know, the episode, moment, yeah. they hugged it out. Jen and Evelyn hugged it out. Full circle. You know, they're going to try and make friends. So, I mean, apparently it takes a lie detector test to get things accomplished.
Yeah.
Maury Povich was obviously onto something, right?
Right.
Shoot.
Maury.
He should have been hosting this instead of John Sally.
Did you guys like John Sally?
He's a funny guy. You know, I think he's a great host. He obviously knows the show, but I for me, him giving advice, you know, to each one of them, especially Royce, when he's giving her like relationship and daddy advice, to me it's just like, come on, John, I don't know.
Yeah. me and Fallon were sitting in here like, we know what you do.
Exactly.
So, hello.
They're just all putting their bid out there to try to be the next like talk show host, really.
Tammy, being a host is like the best job in the world.
Yeah, well, you are the best at it. So, after that, we get right into our tease of Evelyn and Chad and just all the stuff we saw with them. And did we get any clips of the new show? No, just kind of getting you ramped up for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, it's going to be an interesting show from the way Evelyn's describing it with, you know, Chad wanting to walk down the aisle, be the one walking down the aisle, and his different, you know, color options for his tux or suit or whatever he's going to wear.
I feel like he's more entertaining than...
That's what I was going to say.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
When I'm like, Evelyn's going to be, like, the background. It's going to be the Ocho show, basically. I was just going to play in the background.
Well, they balance each other out. I mean, even when they were sitting at the pool and kind of going back and forth, there's definitely, like, times where she could sort of hang with that. Yeah. And then, you know, there's times where she's like, you need to live in a box.
But
like,
I think
shut it down.
I think it's dope because he makes her softer, though. We always see her as this hard demeanor and the bully. And so I think it's kind of cool to see her a little bit more submissive and in love and more nurturing.
We see the bully side, but she does cry almost every time after she yells at somebody.
She's the bully that comes from pain.
We see the sensitive side a little
bit,
too, without Chad, you know?
Yeah, well, you called it once when you were like, okay, she's going to yell at somebody, but it's going to be 2 minutes later.
Yeah,
we will see tears.
She's like Jekyll and Hyde. She's
but it
like,
always seems like that's why I appreciate her, though, because there is that realness to it. I don't know.
Yeah, and you get it. I mean, especially, you know, now, like, seeing them sort of, like, kiss and make up, and they're like, I was just frustrated. And it's like, you do, when you're frustrated, you say crazy stuff, but like, how did you not realize this like 5 fights ago? I could have told you that. Like,
that's all they've wanted this entire time, because they haven't, I keep saying, behind anger is really pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really have just wanted to make up. Evelyn's just wanted something in order to make up with her period. Like, Jen has kind of been, I think, really cool off of Evelyn, but I think Evelyn really wanted her relationship and her friendship back.
Yeah. I think so
too.
They
needed a little spicy therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They should have had me and John Sally.
Spice it up.
I don't know if I would. I wouldn't trust him.
You wouldn't trust
you.
he delivers information good, but you're right with
better
the history.
Better watch out.
Somebody also who should watch out relationship wise, or, you know, definitely puts herself out there, we should say, is Royce. So they did talk a little bit about Royce dating.
John Sally called out Royce, which I appreciated, because Royce is always crying about
like,
some boy.
Royce, do you consider yourself a serial dater?
No, that's the problem. Like, yes, after he listed off boyfriend number one, boyfriend number two.
Season one, season two, season three, that's what it was. Yeah.
Next season, let's see who's there.
I mean, but that's... I honestly don't think that there's anything wrong with Royce dating.
So.
It's just that she does get very serious and wrapped up into her relationships.
Yeah.
But it's just as if any one of us ladies, you know, we're dating a guy. It wouldn't be as trivial or as big of a deal because we're not on television doing it.
Is that like a single ladies plug for your after show later? I mean,
because
you
saying,
really, this type of commentary continues later on. And another little plug is for our iTunes people. We, of course, love our iTunes people. They are wonderful to us. They give us comments. They rate our show. And they put us in, like, the top 5 or whatever. You guys know we have been recently in the top 5.
Yeah.
Not as much as I would have liked, to be quite honest with you, and with a good-looking group. Not myself as the host, but them, you know.
Oh, please. You're doing some booty shaking.
They're very... Yeah, I will do
that. That'll get a rating.
We'll do that later. But we do appreciate the iTunes comments, rating, the message boards. Oh, and, like, promotional video that people even send us. We love it all. Watchtower Base, of course, always sends us...
Oh, he mad support. He always shows us love.
Yeah, good stuff there.
I was loving that video. We'll have to tease it out later. I loved it.
We'll tweet it. It's a fairly long video, but it's got a lot of you in it. It's basically like we watch Basketball Wives. They do two reunion shows where you see all of what they did. Well,
reunion show for the after show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Little montage.
And at some point, it'll go on a blog. Like it's all getting recycled at some point. So it was nice.
Thank you, Watchtower.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you were good in it. You appeared very nice in it. You were spicy.
Thanks. Was I me?
You were not bland. You were not bland at all.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see this.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to the next.
Wait. Before we move on about Royce dating, can I just ask, because we all know we were following the drama sort of between her and Desmond
yeah.
and what was going on Twitter, what was going on the blogs. So today she said that they're still very much together and that she decided to stay with him.
Today on the tweet or today on the show?
Today on the show or on the reunion.
Which could have been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. She said they're still together and she decided to stay with him for all the things he did right as opposed to the one thing he did wrong. And I'm just curious what people think about that, because I mean that was something that definitely piqued my interest, but there's also the saying where there's smoke there's fires.
I really liked what she said. I felt like especially where she's in the public, it would be so easy to walk away, so that kind of surprised me. But then a part of me kind of felt like she's trying to save face, you know. She doesn't want to be on next season with another guy, so let me try to save this one, even though he messed up. But to each his own, you know. We've talked on Single Ladies, if a guy cheats, you know, do you forgive him or not? I just hope that this is not a continuous thing, you know. Hopefully that would be it and they'll grow from this.
And I say, if they don't work out, girl, keep it pushing. Men are like a bus, there's always another one coming. So if it doesn't work out between them, hey, I'm not gonna judge her.
All these comments should be featured on a website, like called The Spicy Life or something.
That's not even original. She got that from the film The Vow.
I did see that movie and I love Channing Tatum.
It's from The Vow, writers of The Notebook.
She recycled
the content because I recycled it on KJLH as a spicy quote. So I appreciate her using that because that's a great quote, but it's not hers. Just so y'all know.
All right. Well, we were impressed, and now we're not.
I wasn't impressed. It just piqued my interest. Yeah. Like, is that the free pass?
Oh,
is that the hall pass to like, okay, you're gonna do what you want? Because it wasn't just. I mean, there was a Twitter situation with this baby's mom, but then there were, of course, you know, once like your cover gets blown, there's
then
all
the
those
other girls started coming out. Yeah, you're
start
right. Forgot about
in.
That.
So I'm just. I don't know. I'm.
It was the safe face. It was to get through with it, you know, for her to move on and not.
Kind of like Tiger Woods. One came out and they all started coming.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Like Shaq's mistresses, too. Hey, Shawnee. I'm just saying. And Gloria Allred reps them all, just in case you're
right,
wondering.
She certainly
Literally,
does.
If you're a mistress or somebody famous has had sex with you and done something wrong to you, she will represent you.
Wow. And then when you're and then when the situation is that bad and you're sad in your room and you need to buy stuff online, the way to do it is to go through our website. Like Mari's arms just opened up, you know. I feel like a harp should be playing at some point. Go to afterbuzztv.com, the website you know and love, and kind of have our bios are up there. Lots of good stuff. But if you buy your online stuff, do it through our Amazon banner, so that helps us out and keeps us in Studio B. You guys,
keeps
we've never
on.
I don't know if we've been in Studio B a couple times, but I'm not sure Rebecca has ever flown the helicopter.
This is my first time shooting in Studio B.
What I've learned about shooting in Studio B: always wear heels. I had flip flops last time, and they're like showing, and I'm like, oh geez, I got this nice little dress, so I had to bring my heels today and switch them, because in the other studio, it's just like from here up.
Which is, I would have worn a different outfit, but hey, it's neither here nor there.
Fabulous.
You look wonderful.
If you think they look fabulous, call us 424.
It's not a dating show, but I mean, maybe it could be.
Well,
but no,
we are single. We're just saying. Yeah.
Amazon pays
Keep
our
your
bills.
Options open.
There it is. Options Tahiti. We thought you had mentioned, you know, Tahiti would be a great, you know, hookup thing.
Nobody hooked up.
Yeah.
Or maybe Shawnee hooked up on the low with the guy on the jet ski because he was hot.
He was cute.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Shawnee's a little. I mean, she's played a conservative role on the show. She hasn't done too much spiciness, so I doubt she had any fling.
And she's got a little boo thing back at home.
Yeah,
so.
One thing she did say that maybe, because I wanted to see more of her, and she said that she's so involved with her kid's life that it kind of took her away from the show. She wanted to do more, so I wonder if that's why she didn't get all hot in the show and show her boo and...
Well, he's been on for the kids.
He was at the birthday,
right? Not as much as I thought. Yeah, I think we've seen
him
once.
He's not like in the storyline.
So do you think
really?
She's like guarding her image for her family?
Yeah, and she seems like a very involved mom. I don't know. That's just what it seems like, maybe.
Well, and it does seem like she has the most she obviously has the most control, so yeah. She'll put what she wants out there, not all that other stuff. Yeah. Well, and Tammy is also dating, but you don't see any of that as well, right?
No, Tammy has like a long-term boyfriend. Yeah. She was actually on Wendy Williams last week.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, real life hot topic.
What did you think of that interview? Did you love it?
I mean, you know, all the interviews at this point are like, I don't know. I don't think they're genuine. I think they're like, you know, damage control / you know, defending everything. Which,
I agree with
that. I mean, I get, you know, that's what people have to do and they don't want to be looked at
editing.
In this light. But, you know, that's what all of these like appearances thus far
and apologies
been, yeah you know
mm-hmm.
And even you know a big portion of the reunion today I felt like was just you know like I'm genuinely happy if Evelyn and Jen really did you know sort of squash their beef and they're gonna come back together and be friends, but there's also a big portion of me that just in the back of my head is going you know the only reason these two are making up right now is because Shawnee's like, you girls are messing up my franchise,
yeah.
And if you want to be back on season 5, y'all need to get it together, because I'm not taking any
really?
More heat from people.
Bully campaigns
about,
are getting started
yeah,
and stuff.
There she's like, I'm not taking any more heat from, you know, whether it's advertisers or random people I go in and have these meetings with. I'm not dealing with it anymore. Like, I need to make sure that my brand and me personally are protected.
If it gets anywhere, she's going to have the pastor in the show, like, the whole time. Like, he's going to be a new recurring character.
I think they've been
character.
Wanting to make up, though. But I think that they've been saving it for the...
Oh, definitely,
yeah,
for the reunion.
Yeah, they probably have been calling each other on the low, you know.
Yeah.
iPhone, texting.
Tammy and Keisha have clearly not really, you know, their position, friendship position hasn't changed much.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciated Keisha, though, on the... you know, on the set, I felt like she stood up for herself a little more than before.
Yeah kudos, you know, to Keisha on the reunion.
It was different.
Like,
it was,
she
you
was
know.
Telling, like, letting Tammy know, like, no, you are a bully. When you call me the B word, when you threaten to hit me, when you steal my purse, you're a bully. And, you know, Tammy just, well, I'm sorry for that, but that doesn't mean, and it's just like, Tammy, just stop it.
Well, Tammy, Tammy was, like, ready. She wanted to she didn't want to defend what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to defend her, you know, the actions, and she wanted to make it known that she handled it wrong, and she knows she handled it wrong. But
she always handles it
wrong. And that's
she
what
really
Keisha said.
Until the reunion. So, now you know how
it.
To handle it, right? It's just like...
You don't believe it?
She just comes on the reunion kind of as like a role model figure, and it's like, Tammy, this whole
nobody
season.
Believes that.
The only thing that you did that was a role model figure was maybe go get your mammogram done. Like, that's
which
it.
All women have to do. But.
Yeah, like, that
thank
is
thank you for educating
it.
Us on it.
And that was the other favorite thing, because, you know, then Shawnee's like, well, we showed other parts of our lives besides the drama, and literally you could count the two things, and it was mammogram,
mm-hmm.
and it was Mimi's birthday party, which...
Is that a real... I mean, yeah.
I mean...
Such a nice moment.
You know, it's like, okay, well... I don't think two moments out, you know,
overshadowed well, okay,
17 episodes of crazy
we
drama.
We know it was bad because when we came up with... You broke the set. When we came up with the concept of Lauren Turner to do the Beyond the Drama report, boy, that was like, we thought we would find a lot of stuff, but it was kind of scarce with what these girls
yeah,
were doing.
Yeah, shows we didn't have it.
There wasn't
there was
a lot
just
for
too
Lauren.
Much drama.
Well, what you guys had said about Tammy earlier, I feel like she loses all credibility when she says that she doesn't want... She doesn't want to be judged for the things that she said out of anger or when she was upset. And
that's
so,
when you're tested. That's when you should be judged.
Like,
it's when
you're mad that somebody's offended by the harsh words that you said. It doesn't matter what your temper was. You said these things that you obviously were thinking them and felt them at the moment.
She just double talks so quickly that I can't even keep up.
It's
like,
true.
She'll say stuff like, well, you did this that made me do that, so you have to own that you did that to me. So then Keisha will say one word.
I'm confused.
I was trying to. It was so bad I was trying to transcribe it because I was like, I don't even want to say the wrong thing because then if Tammy's people see me talk about it, I'll... Ronnie, what did you say? It's like, I don't even know what I said.
Made Tammy send a tweet out.
She's a manipulator.
It's such a manipulator. Yeah. It's just hard to watch. It's very, if you're a Tammy fan, that type of activity is tough to watch.
And listen, I like Tammy.
We all did, but
there's definitely that aspect. And, you know, I am proud of Keisha because Keisha said straight up, like, well, then why couldn't we sit here and talk about this
exactly in
the
that
first
tone,
time?
Yeah.
Like, why did it have to be you know, get down in your chair and all that. And
be,
I agree,
be,
like,
be this and be that.
Why couldn't it? And she was like, well, I handled it wrong, but you know what
did
to say?
Did she say that?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what she kept saying. I'll admit I handled the situation wrong, but there was also a big but that came after it. And you know what
the
they say? Everything after but is bullshit. So,
oh, I like that.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
I feel like
I
heard it, but I haven't heard it in a long time, so it was recycled
just got
nicely.
Stolen.
Yeah,
let's do it.
We're just recycling content.
That'll be a spicy tip in about 30 minutes when
just
we get
wait.
Some Twitter
it's
service in here.
I'll quote you, Becca.
Thanks. Just tag me, boo.
Poor scenario, though, for Keisha to get into, to just have to take that abuse all season. I mean, that's just...
And, you know, I did feel bad, and obviously I know Keisha, but, like, even, you know, just watching her there, like, you can tell that she's so uncomfortable, and, like, she's been made so uncomfortable this whole season that there's obviously this wall up, and there's... I don't... You know, no amount of anything seems like it's going to be able to break it down. And, you know, she gets it. She said, Tammy said, I wasn't going to physically fight you. I wasn't going to fight you. She said, you told me you're going to pop me every other time.
Oh,
know,
like, am I not supposed to believe you?
I know actions speak louder than words, but when someone's saying the same thing, you're going to believe
them. How about when Tammy talked about the phone being stolen or whatever, and Tammy's impression
of it. She said, you're lucky I gave it back to you.
Her purse.
Well, you're lucky I gave it back to you, but you're lucky I protected it and it didn't get stolen or something like
that. Because you locked away in.
That's Tammy should be a lawyer. She should be a liar.
A little bit of both.
What bothered me on
and that's
this,
that flip side thing that we were talking about.
Yeah,
like,
what bothered me the most is they kind of told Keisha, like, you know, you should have waited till it calmed down and then, you know, never left the islands. Like, they kind of told her, you know, if you waited and didn't leave the island, then you guys could have talked. And it's just like, you were just harassed and bullied.
Yeah.
You could leave the island.
Who
this is
that?
Not
yeah.
a vacation. I think John said that to her.
Yeah, my thoughts sitting here watching was, no, my energy is all jacked up.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
I had to go, I don't care.
When
I'm done.
I just got bullied, I'm not going
to
wait till Tammy decides to be nice and play nice with me.
Right.
When
no.
she just stole my purse.
Nobody
no.
wants to be
I'm going
to
go home
wanted.
When I want to go home and I feel uncomfortable. These girls are not my real friends. I'm not getting no action here. Why do I need to stay here?
No,
thank
I totally I totally agree, but the other thing is, if she did stay and she isolated herself from the group, which is what Jen did when she came, then it'd be a whole nother beef, because then she was
exactly.
doing what Jen did,
right.
and she was
they
on the island, but she wasn't
something.
Hanging out with her. That's the thing. Like, Tammy's like, I came to talk to you after I had cooled off and blah blah blah. It's like, and how am I ever supposed to know how you're going to react when, you know, like, let's say, you know, three out of the five
she
times,
starts
it's
coughing
been this.
Later. Then she's
yeah.
like, "Oh, you're coughing again."
I don't like when you cough out. You'd be coughing
I
out.
Cough. I would hate to even think like, what
nothing.
If she had a burp or something? Like, you know, she, I mean, anything. Mm-hmm.
She
was
sneezed.
Just
my
attacked.
Goodness.
Did you guys see? Also, Susie did a. I'll call it a. A Kenya to Akeisha.
Oh,
to
she
Keisha.
Did.
She
that
did
was a good
did,
one. Kenya
she did a
Keisha.
Kenya to Akeisha, yeah. meaning Susie does not talk aggressively to anybody, but since Keisha's the easy target, she, you shut, I think, did she say shut the F up? Keisha?
Yeah, they bleeped it out. Susie, like, made one statement the whole, almost the whole reunion
oh,
second
angry,
show.
Like, no, I didn't start this. Don't put the blame on me. And I'm like, Susie, you clearly started this
yeah.
all.
And
you
then,
and your big mouth.
I'm just saying,
and
she
then
just
Evelyn,
said it with,
yeah, and
oh,
Evelyn,
Evelyn Bechter,
was
yeah.
like, Evelyn was like, Susie gets a bad rap. She's not malicious. And no one said she's malicious. What we've been saying about Susie
Shady.
Is that she is not the brightest and she speaks before she thinks.
Yes,
and I will
definitely.
Stand, I mean, I'll stand by that. And I honestly, if Jen or if Susie wasn't the one who told Tammy everything Keisha said, then Roy should have stepped up and owned up to it and be like, no, I did it. My fault. Like,
right.
I'm friends with both of you. I was trying to mend the bridge.
Roy did step up when she was with Tammy, though. I will give her that.
Oh, in the dinner?
Yeah, because she said, like, what is wrong with Keisha coming to me and telling me you're doing the exact same thing? We're friends. You should be able to vent to your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which Keisha said, too. And she said, why? You know, and Keisha said, well, why is it a problem if I talk to Royce or Susie? And then she said, and I wish I never talked to Susie.
Oh.
So she did call her out, too. But, I mean, anyone who watches the show, like, if we're acting like Susie is not the middleman and doesn't...
She's always...
You know, isn't the one spreading the information, then that would be a lie,
that'd
guys.
A
that
lie.
Would make us liars.
Liar lawyers. well, and then the interesting thing is... Right after that, you would see Evelyn kind of back Susie. And there was a tone between Evelyn and Tammy where they were kind of trying to indicate that, you guys are not seeing what, like they're really backing themselves. Like, there was a couple comments right in a row along those same lines.
No one, I mean, no one wants to be the one, whether, you know, no one wants to be attacked. And
like, it's not us. They, it's you guys are seeing us the wrong way. You kept getting comment after comment after comment.
Exactly. So. Like, everyone watched them attack, you know, the other girls on the show, and now they feel like they're being attacked by the public, and they have to defend themselves. So it's, you know, it's tough.
That's what happens when you are a jerk. People, you're going to get that reaction.
And I really feel like people do appreciate...
And that's a nice word. Yeah. I'm jerk. It was jerkish.
You could have said something else.
Yeah, I could have said something else.
I could have said it. That moves us on to Jen coming back on stage. And pretty quickly, she gets into it with Shawnee. Not really bad, but, you know, they had some words.
Well, because Shawnee, too, kind of like... I don't know what it is. I mean, I get, you know, I get that... That Evelyn and Tammy are your better friends, and, you know, the other girls aren't. But, you know, you shouldn't defend bad behavior. And,
correct.
You know, Jen does have, you know, I'm not saying I agree with Jen and filing a lawsuit and trying to get Nia thrown in jail. Like, I'm not saying I agree with any of that. But the fact of the matter is, someone did put their hands on Jen, and it is up to Jen how she wants to handle
deal with
that.
It. I agree with it. And she has the right. Yeah. And if she didn't have the right, then she couldn't be able to sue her or, you know, put the complaint or a restraining order on her. And I think for Shawnee, being the mogul CEO that she is, for her to sit there and tell Jen, like, you're going to let her go to jail over this? Yes, she put her hands on you.
Oh, like, therefore, once again, putting it on the victim.
Yeah, like, I mean, like that.
No one's a victim, but, like, you're putting it on the person who got attacked. Like, exactly. Well, why is it that person's fault?
Why,
you know?
aren't they saying to Nia, or, you know, saying, well, she should have never put her hands on Jen, then she wouldn't have had a lawsuit against her. Nobody stood up.
Well, because and that's the one common defense that everyone, whether Shawnee's pushing it or Tammy's pushing it or Evelyn's pushing it, the one common defense is that in the heat of the moment, you can't control yourself, which... A lot of people in the heat of the moment, yeah, maybe you pop off at the mouth a little bit, but at the heat of the moment, not everybody takes it to a point of physical.
And exactly, you know, physical, and there's a lot of, in the heat of the moment, people in jail doing time
exactly,
and feeling the repercussions of what they did.
I don't think that that heat of the moment, I just lost control, worked for Chris Brown either. I'm just saying. I mean, that could have been his defense very easily.
In the heat of the moment.
You know,
that's very true.
There's a double standard.
Punishment.
Exactly.
It's the accountability is what everyone wants. Is for you to be accountable for.
And listen, Jen should have been accountable for things she said and, you know, perpetuating certain things. But Nia should be accountable for slapping her.
Exactly.
And that if that means she has to go to jail, then... But you shouldn't slap people. I bet she won't slap anybody again, you know?
What we haven't heard from any of the ladies, though, is them say... Yes, it is wrong to hit people. Like, Tammy and Evelyn are not saying that she had no right to put her hands up. Like, they've been making excuses the entire time.
You'd almost want them to say something along the lines of, yes, I reacted, and that type of activity will not happen. Whether I get wrapped up in the heat of the moment or whatever, I'm never going to go there again. Yeah.
Or just say, it was wrong. It was wrong. People should not act like this. It was wrong. I mean, Evelyn did kind of say... previously that she was a little bit embarrassed when her kids had seen some of the footage from her reaction with the bottles and stuff.
Bottle throwing, right?
Yeah, throwing. But I just feel like they should put a statement out there, even whether it be in this or not, you know, whether it be Twitter, however they want to do it, saying...
On a blog.
It's not okay to hit.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, I mean...
You know, I want to ask a non-reality fan, Marissa, you know, engineering the show, what do you think when reality stars throwing bottles? I mean, that's where it's gotten, and that's why this particular season had a lot of controversy around it.
I don't know. Throwing bottles?
That's what was happening.
Wine bottles. Wine bottles were flying in restaurants, not even in the privacy of their own home, in restaurants in Miami.
Sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the state of reality TV that we're at, but... That's why this season did have all that controversy. And then we get a couple clips, as we kind of mentioned a little bit earlier. So it is Shawnee being the greatest mother for Mimi. What was the group's name?
Mindless Behavior.
Reckless.
The ladies are reckless. The boy band is not.
Immature, yeah. They're the new version
Even
of that.
Watching that again, I felt so, like, so much joy and happy.
You did like that clip?
Yeah, she seemed...
I did, but I didn't.
Why didn't you?
I mean, I liked it, but it wasn't like, oh, it just the proud mama moment. Like, there's other ways to make your child happy than rolling out. Like if my mom, I'm not speaking on my mom, but like if there's a single mother that doesn't have money to do all that.
Okay. In Shawnee's defense, not in Shawnee's defense, but My mom, we didn't have a ton of money when we were growing up. I mean, my mom put herself through school while she had me and all this stuff, but my mom's from Colorado. She used to work at the Colorado State Fair. So when I was 13, we were at my grandma's house. We went to the Colorado State Fair, and Color Me Bad was playing. And let me just tell you.
Can you sing a little bit of Color Me Bad?
No, I'm not a singer.
But you could just, I mean.
But so I love Color Me Bad so much. And so my mom used to work like where they had the ticket sales. Exactly. Mari can sing it for me. So, my mom went and talked to her old boss who still worked at, the Colorado State Fair, and she got me tickets. Then we got to go to the concert, and I got to go backstage, and they sang Happy Birthday to me, and it made my whole day. So I know exactly how Mimi feels, and I loved
it.
It
was great. It was great.
Stuff just happens.
I just feel like if I'm Mimi, and that's my mom, I know what kind of pull she got.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, mom.
That.
You couldn't get me backstage in your best
friend. I know. I'm okay with Mimi. I'm okay with Mimi, and knowing her life is that lavish, so that's what she's going to get. I just, the one-on-one
You're
interview,
right.
which,
well,
with
them, we'll
no, and I'm, no, the one-on-one
we'll
interview with Shani.
We'll get some people to sing it to you so you
that,
can feel
it was
special.
A nice gesture.
No, it's
on
the one-on-one interview
part.
With Shani where she's like, I felt like the best mother in the world. And it was also like a little bit like she's this great mother and like what she
See,
did in Shaq. Am
like
I overthinking
that.
Things? Probably.
I
what
kinda,
I do.
I agree with you. I know where you're going with that because my
yeah,
mom
say
couldn't
it better
afford
for me.
Much.
Yeah, so
but what she did do that taught me more than seeing, because I did get to see Immature live, and that was a big moment for
see,
me.
See, right? You have those moments.
But what I remember more and what built my character was when she took me to Mexico and we fed and clothed a lot of the children
Thank
there,
you.
The homeless. That was a bigger lesson to me.
It's
and
her
I feel
birthday,
like
though. She
if she's going to have a moment, yeah, a right. mommy I'm... moment where she wants to show the world, look how great of a mother I am,
well,
make it something that there's a moral lesson in there as well for the kids. So that,
if
you know,
she, if she's
going to
have that, yeah,
if
she, that's
and all that mumbo jumbo that you're talking, because we
fan.
Can't, all of our parents can't afford to have that.
No, no, okay. She was crying, and see, I think Shani,
okay.
when she was saying,
and let
like
that
the best
girl
mom
live.
In the world,
she's already going to be like 7 feet tall.
I know, she's huge,
she's
towering over dude.
She's going to be the
Amazon. Let Shani have her moment of feeling like the greatest mom. Can she have that? She has like tons of kids. She wants to feel like a great mom. Let her have that one moment in 17 or 18 episodes of the show.
Okay.
Because it's true. We only
me.
Got it once.
Once.
So we'll take it, I guess.
You've swayed my vote on that one.
We'll give it to her.
And then we obviously think the mammograms segment, quick segment, was good. I mean, it was definitely needed and, inspires conversation.
That. I think a lot of females don't know about health and the checkups that they should
Oh, and
be
I love that they talked about the stats on black women versus
oh,
now
Oh, yeah, that
and
was
yesterday,
interesting
you know.
That more of them die.
It was actually African-American women. Not black.
Oh, you're doing that right now?
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Is that what's happening?
No, said the white girl.
But it was
FYI.
Well, yeah, they died more, but
Caucasian.
But white were
oh,
white
God.
Women were dying.
Exactly.
Caucasian.
I think anything we've said on this
more.
Show has already been not politically
yes.
correct. But go ahead.
White women were diagnosed more. Black women died more because they didn't have the same treatment. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Or
they didn't
you know what?
Check
this yeah. should inspire an interesting segment as we go to commercial. There's a couple more things to talk about, but. They do talk about wanting to have positive things, and we could only locate two out of the whole 17 seasons.
See,
let's talk about, after commercial, we'll do like what we think they can do that would be positive and fun to watch.
And let's just, everyone, thank God that Evelyn's implant didn't
yes.
pop during that mammogram, because that would have
been
messy.
And she was naked, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
What I was going to say real quick is something that would be nice for them to do, especially that they all have kids. They should have all the kids come together and play some video games, right?
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
But I think
they
with
should.
Certain...
You're so smart.
Depending on how...
I think Mimi should go play basketball because she's like needs to like slim down. So.
You can't say
I did that already.
No, I'm talking about Gamefly.
I know,
they
I know.
Playing video games at Gamefly.
Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV.
You just
will
called
get
that
you,
girl fat.
I, the second time because I did
he
do it on the
is
first
mean
time.
To that girl.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
But she got to see one mature nature. What were they called?
My
one mature
yes,
nature.
And I'm sure she's getting bullied in school for being chubby. So she's a victim here, too.
She probably goes to school with bodyguards, yeah.
I love Mimi. She is wonderful. But she can, when she's not playing basketball, she can go inside and play video games on video game, gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV, which I think is really cool about it. I was at a family function this weekend, and I was playing video games with my little cousins. And, yeah, like, some of the cousins happen to have
their parents. Were you out there trying to function?
Huh?
You're out there trying to function.
Yes, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, I look at all the wasted video games for, like, that, you know, kids will tell their parents, I need to buy these games. You don't need to buy them. Why don't you Netflix them out, you know, rent them
right.
out? Which Gamefly is what that basically is. So gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV will take care of your video game needs, wants, all that good stuff. But thank you for the like stuff. The segue and changing my mind on Mimi and everything. But this, we kind of end
Ronnie's
the episode.
Cold-hearted.
Yeah, yeah. We end the episode with Evelyn and Jen's hug.
What happened to our commercial?
Oh, do you want to do the commercial? Okay.
I thought we had the commercial.
Well, yeah, we have our single ladies commercial.
Ronnie,
the last time
I
they
did
showed
see
it.
It's fabulous.
Yes. All right, go to
well,
the commercial.
If Marissa the boss says so, we're going. Marissa the boss. Boss lady. The boss lady. Oh, we'll sing a Color
hey guys,
Me Dad song.
What you get from three real single ladies are super fans of VH1 Single Ladies. Well, you get the after show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Lauren Turner.
I'm Spicy Mighty Bringing Back Fire.
And I'm Fallon Mercedes.
And we're single ladies, so make sure you watch us on AfterBuzz TV.
We're all the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrienne Vero,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later!
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Okay. I keep hitting the set. This is crazy out here. I'm just, not used to Studio B.
I'm just putting my headset back on.
We are out here trying to function.
These headsets are massive.
They're really big. It's weighing my head down.
I got a big head, too.
Yeah, I got a nogger.
For the iTuners, we're just getting it together after that commercial. What a commercial, though. Single Ladies after show. Which is exciting because you guys talk
tonight,
about
tonight 9 o'clock
VH1's show. You, a Spicy Maricela, Lauren Turner, and Fallon Mercedes talk about that show, and you guys will have like special guests and stuff like that throughout the season.
Yes,
possibly.
And
we will.
I also need to
you guys talk about the awesome writing on that show.
It's fantastic, right? Yeah, it's like
it's like the best writing I've ever seen.
Oh, that is so funny. Not
I watch
everybody
the show.
Says that
I like
so
it,
funny.
But that is it is a terribly written show.
Yeah.
I love it.
Poor writing, but great budget, so it's still entertaining and fabulous.
Oh, I agree. Listen, I am watching the show, but every time I watch it, and then I'm like, with this new girl, I was like, wow, she's bad.
You know what else
I love
is a great
her.
Show?
She's beautiful,
is,
but she's bad.
The Hustle, which Prentice Penny is working on.
Oh, okay.
And we're probably going to bring that to... A writer friend of ours from Happy Endings. We're probably going to bring that show to AfterBuzz TV as well. He has director Billy Woodruff, who I got to meet today.
Oh,
and
nice.
So they asked us to do a little AfterBuzz recap for the show, so I said that I would roll that
I
by
think it's
Ronnie.
Good. No, when Prentice came, we had a good time laughing.
Yeah,
at that
so we should do The Hustle and Single Ladies. Okay. It makes sense, right?
Sounds good.
You got it. If Marty says jump, we say how high. And if Shawnee says you two are going to hug, you're gonna hug, and that is what we saw, Jen and Evelyn. Because it was sincere though, a little bit.
It was sincere. I mean, there were real tears flying.
Look at you in the eyes.
I did like not that I liked the whole lie detector test, but what I thought was interesting
says I don't look at her.
When I can see you looking at me.
She's like, I get it.
You're making me feel uncomfortable. But about the lie detector test, what I thought was interesting was when they asked, you know, Jen, are you jealous of Evelyn and Chad's relationship? And it came out that she was jealous. Mm. And I think I put myself in a friend position right there who, you know, you guys are no longer getting along. Probably she feels like maybe they're not as close friends or friends anymore, maybe
because of
Chad. You know, sometimes when a girl gets a boyfriend, they kind of ditch the best friend, and she probably is really jealous of the situation.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And because, I mean, that's reality. We just dealt with that last night on the show Girls. Yeah. When, you know, friends are fighting and one of the friends are in a relationship, it puts a strain on your current friendship. And they are already jacked up as it is. So he doesn't help the relationship.
And especially because Jen, you know, is just coming out of her
divorce.
And then,
like, she really needs
her friend
Evelyn.
Is
yeah.
now
her
in this hot, you know, hot new relationship that's moving 100 miles an hour.
She always could just have Kenya as her new best friend.
Oh, nobody wants Kenya.
Yeah, nobody wants Kenya.
I really don't like to judge.
Kenya's mama don't even
I really don't like to judge the girls the way. And my Mimi comment was bad, but no.
Mimi is a child.
I know. You should under 18. You shouldn't really.
No.
But But I really don't like to judge their look too much, you know. But let's talk about it. Yeah, we will. But Kenya was definitely the ugly is the word we'll use. Yeah, the
unattractive,
most
unattractive. We have to teach Ronnie.
I'm very bad at
hosting etiquette when it comes.
I don't know how to spoke. I don't know how to be speaking.
She's the most unattractive on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, to some,
not in the world though. So hey, that's a positive.
I wouldn't say unattractive, but the least put together.
Well, she just, and I don't even know if it's that she's not put together or just that, like,
she's not living
crazy,
in this world.
The crazy that is Kenya just, like, outshines, like, anything she maybe could do, right? Like, even today when she was on, you know, on the show, and then, like, they talked about her briefly and her little interaction in Tahiti with Evelyn, and, like, even when she's sitting there, she just looks nuts. Like,
she does.
You're kind of like, oh, dang. Like, all these girls are smiling at some point. Mm-hmm. Even when she smiles, she looks crazy. Like, I don't
know what it is. I'm sorry. Yes. Like, hands down hotness.
Shawnee's eyeshadow. Next single lady show, you will see my eyeshadow as sparkly as hers.
They did all of their makeup phenomenal. And I like that they showed them in the beginning when they were in the chair last episode for the reunion, getting their makeup done and stuff. Yeah, because
the only thing I will
see them before the transformation.
I looked at Fallon during the episode and I said, from a side angle,
oh, Evelyn,
that's not the most flattering outfit for Evelyn.
Yeah,
that's
and she has a flat stomach too.
Evelyn has a great body. It's just the cut,
yeah,
a little
hanging
looseness,
off.
You know, I mean, what can
not
you
the
do?
Greatest look, but
oh, see, this is the crazy. This is like,
I thought she looked good there though.
Apparently you like crazy.
Yeah, some people do like crazy.
No, in comparison to how she looked at the thing, yeah, that was her best look. That was all.
Did you see what she was saying? Did you see what she was saying? Excuse me. We all have like
no one knows how to spoke today. We didn't even.
We
should have
too many episodes. But what I found interesting in that episode, when she was referring back to the whole her and Evelyn thing, is she said that she, after somebody apologizes, you don't want to look crazy or the bad person hitting them. So she was shaking afterwards. And I just thought that was interesting because to me, she's just crazy, period. Mm-hmm. So, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I never know what she's talking about. She's always all over the place. And that was the other thing that Tammy, you know, with Tammy, going back to Tammy and Keisha, because obviously you can't talk about tea without Tammy and Keisha. When Tammy said that, like, Keisha doesn't stick up for herself or that she just talks in the confessional behind people's backs and doesn't say anything. In Keisha's defense, she had no problem telling Kenya that she wasn't going to be part of her music video because it seemed super janky. So, I mean, I think Keisha could have those honest conversations if she isn't approached in like a threatening
or yelled manner. At or called out her name. No one's going to have a conversation with you when it's not a conversation. When it's a death match or UFC fight, it's not happening. We can't talk. So that's why she spills the beans in the confessional.
At least these girls, like, I mean, in the L.A. on, you know, Basketball Wives L.A., they went to the boxing, you know,
they went to the
MMA studio and they put little Drea against big Laura and it was just bad. I'm so happy that these girls did not do that. That was the only thing that really could have taken it to that next level of like, is this really happening? Are we really watching this? Sheesh.
Well, we will be watching more because there is going to be a season 5.
Yes, that was a big reveal from Shawnee.
Ooh, so Shawnee, what is it going to be? Will there be? Hell yeah, there'll be another. Of course there's going to be.
All that money being made.
This is my concern is that it's going to be more censored and more.
It definitely is going to be more censored.
I'm not going to watch that. I'm sorry. If there's not bottles being thrown, now I have higher expectations.
I'm going to watch it just to see what they do.
Well, and which girls are coming back? That's like the real question, too.
Yeah. Or if they're going to have a new girl on.
You need to shake it up because, you can't go
off
what
you already
have.
If Tammy's going to play nice with people.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, they've only, you know, they've had the same core group for so long, you know, for so many seasons. And, yeah, Keisha and Kenya are new, so I don't know if they'll be back.
I wonder if Keisha will be back.
I don't even know if it's worth bringing in new people because every year the new people basically get abused.
Yeah, but there's
going
to be somebody who was willing to do it. You don't think there's somebody willing to do it? Yes, of course.
I mean, I'm sure there's lots of chicks out there willing to do it.
Yeah, I honestly think you do need somebody new into the equation. You can't just bring back the same people
because it adds a new dynamic and it makes it more interesting,
especially when you have like someone like especially when you have you have Keisha saying I'm not gonna film with Tammy, so that's done. We're done
One
with that
person.
We need throw in a new girl who now what's her choice? Is she with Keisha? Is she with Tammy? That's what's gonna keep the show
but
rolling.
But her saying that she's not gonna film with Tammy, that to me is standing up for yourself.
Yeah,
if
because
what?
Saying that she's not gonna film with her,
oh yeah,
because she could keep her mouth shut and just keep Kiki up in her face and pretend like things are all good and allow somebody to continue to talk down to you. But instead, she took a stand. And I feel like that set an example to other women. You don't have to be in somebody's company that's abusing you, whether it be verbally or physically.
Yeah. One person I could go without seeing next season is Susie. I just feel like she doesn't do much but instigate. I feel like if you're not going to let us into your life and what you're doing, why be on the show? I don't want to see you and run back and forth instigating.
Do we see any other girls?
Royce off too.
Yeah, Royce is
off. I'm going to vote Royce off the island.
I think she's on her way out too. Yeah.
Susie,
oh, we should
Royce.
Do that. Okay, who's your vote?
Susie.
Who's your vote?
Well, can I have two? I want Kenya gone, and I want
yeah,
Royce
Kenya
gone.
Too. Kenya, I got two. Susie and Kenya.
If I have to choose, I'm going to say Kenya. Like, if I only get one vote,
all
I'm
right,
saying
so
Kenya.
Clearly, Kenya's off.
Okay,
that.
Yes.
Okay,
I'll bring Kenya back.
You bring Kenya back?
Probably only because you guys all said no,
sorry,
so I'm going to be that guy.
Who are you voting for to
go?
Why do you want to see her back? What did she bring to the show?
Even John Sally clowned her music video making abilities. So,
like, no more music videos, honey. No more.
I want her back on TV. I'm watching her if she goes
We could go without her.
Susie would go for sure. I don't know if Royce would go for sure, but I know, remember, you know how she did say she didn't want to come back, and she came back and really gave us nothing, so there's no reason for her to come.
The only thing with Royce, I would like to see...
She brought a boyfriend this season.
Yeah, I would like to see where that relationship goes and her acting and...
She's the only one who showed us any relationship.
With Susie, there's nothing. Like, nothing. Like, who are you dating? Do you talk to your parents? Can we see them? We want to know what you really are.
I
want to see your children.
No,
like, you don't work out. You go to the gym with makeup on. So what do you do?
Like, yeah,
what
no,
do you
I
do?
Agree.
Do any of the other girls have the star power to do their own show? Do you guys think?
No.
Only Evelyn. Evelyn's the only one we're mesmerized by.
But I don't want to see Tammy with her own show.
But I still feel like Tammy has opportunity to
Tammy,
be had.
Tammy's moving on to a scripted show. She's going to be actually on a big network show that got picked up. So...
Is that part of your news? Should we do that?
I didn't really, you know, have, like, set news today.
No news
I didn't
today.
See news on the board.
We're just
so,
talking.
You know.
We're just putting it out there.
But, yeah, so she, on Wendy Williams, on that interview, she said that she is, you know, involved in a new scripted series. And made the announcement yet. Oh. She can't talk about it yet. But, you know, she's going to be...
So do you believe that?
She's going to be on TV. Yeah. Absolutely. She's going to be on TV in an actual acting role as opposed to, you know, just this crazy
she's
reality
be
role.
Like NeNe Leakes on Glee type,
yeah. Something,
type deal.
Something like that, yeah.
Ooh, maybe she's going to be on Happy Endings. Then we would watch that show.
See,
too.
Me, I don't like the fact that, like, somebody of her character who's such, like, a... She's not a great influence on the show.
Tammy?
Would be the one to get something. Like, I feel like if anybody got something, maybe it would be Keisha or Royce or somebody more of a positive. The two bad girls on the show are getting other opportunities.
And that's how it always goes.
It is, but it's just...
The two bad girls
sad,
made the show, though.
Yeah.
Because we would not watch Keisha practicing with...
Well, it is true. Yeah,
there's
not a show
the routine
on
like,
Oxygen called the Good Girls Club. There's the Bad Girls Club. Like it's
we
a thing.
We want to see the drama. We watch TV for the drama. For
that's
you know,
true.
We watch action for the drama. Like everything.
So what other? Yeah. So
the
what
drama.
Other angles? Okay, if Shani's going to change it up a little bit, what other angles do you guys want to see? I've always told you guys that I love that whole making the band aspect. Not that any of them are musicians, but I love that going into meetings. I like following their lives on those types of things. What do you guys want to see?
I want to see romance. I want to see fire, steamy heat. That's what I want to see. This show lasted.
We should see Keisha's dance company stuff. Like, we should see a lot more of that.
Yeah, but I mean, and I'm going to say this because this is what initially drew me into the show is, the show is called Basketball Wives. I realize none of these ladies are really currently wives, but that is what, you know, drew people in. People
exactly.
want to see about the life of a basketball wife. And to be honest, I mean, it's got to be more than going to lunch and fighting with your girlfriends, although I'm sure that does play a big role. But, you know, let's get a little substance or let's see a little bit more
or
of
like,
these relationships.
Whether exactly.
it's, you know, like Shawnee and Shaq have, you know, they co-parent their kids. They're not, you know, best friends, but they deal with each other. They handle each other. So let's see a little bit of that. I mean,
exactly.
maybe Shaq doesn't want to be involved in the show or who knows. You know, we know with Royce's baby daddy, with Dwight Howard, he's definitely not going to be involved.
Yeah,
you know, let's try and see some of the stuff that sort of connects you as this basketball wife. Because now even, you know, all it is just about fighting amongst themselves.
Especially with Keisha, you know, when that story had broke that her fiance at the time had broke it off, like, I was excited to see her on to see what really happened or see some interaction between them. And there was really nothing, you know, the first episode, and then that was
really
it. But it's like you were engaged, you know, to somebody. Yeah. You were somebody for so many years. Like, I don't, for me, you know, my ex-boyfriend, we'll get a text and then I'll talk about it all day, or, you know, like we'll see each other and have lunch, or there's, when you share that intimacy with somebody and you're about to get married, there's got to be something there that the viewers can see.
Well, and I will give it to Royce for that, because she's the only one who gave us a little bit of steam, whether it was staged or not. She still gave us a little bit of that, but nobody else
Evelyn and Chad,
really
it,
given
yeah.
Well, Evelyn, yeah. There's
no, there wasn't steam there. There was, you know, like, their funny, like, sort of...
Well, she did, like, the bathrobe, and she went and changed and, like, took off her clothes for him and all that kind of stuff. Remember when Royce and him sat down to dinner? Her and her boo.
You're talking about Royce. We said Evelyn and
I
Chad.
Know, but I'm saying Royce gave us some of that
steam.
Yeah,
no, I said Evelyn and Chad didn't give spice.
No, I thought you were saying Evelyn and Chad did give us.
No,
it wasn't really that.
I said
okay.
They did not.
I wonder if they all just have gag orders on these girls. Because I know Royce has issues with, but I'm thinking, like, why? It's just crazy how you, like you said, you have a basketball wife show and there's no basketball players.
I mean, and Jennifer, you know, we know how that ended, which
wasn't
good. But, like, at least she talks about, like, going through her divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there is,
we got to see who she was married to and what it was like, you know, and especially this messy divorce where he froze her bank account and threw some wine in her face. Or
I have to rewatch that episode.
That was a martini.
Oh, my bad. That was even worse.
I was like, that burned those eyes.
Exactly.
Her contacts.
But I don't know. So I'm curious to see. And, you know, the other thing, we won't have to wait till season 5.
Yeah, what are you going to watch?
Because we'll get to watch Basketball Wives LA pretty soon.
Pretty soon, right? The first next show, though, is going to be Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yes.
That's coming up pretty
soon. But I'm pretty sure LA will be coming at some point this summer.
Yeah, summer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess
hopefully everyone will be back.
I guess that wraps it up.
No one's getting voted off the island here.
Does anyone have any final thoughts just of the experience or, you know, us?
Well, one little piece of news that I do have regarding Evelyn and Ocho, Evan Ocho, the spinoff, you know, they are planning this whole wedding, except they've been turned down by almost every, like, nice hotel venue in Miami. You know, no one really wants to be a part of the wedding or have their name and brand attached, which you would think it would be the opposite, because it'll, you know, give life.
The value.
But, you know, Miami's also very funny. I remember when we filmed down there for spring break with MTV, we had to film in Miami Beach. We couldn't film in South Beach. So I don't know if it's just South Beach and their, you know, sort of restrictions or what they have against them, but those two are having a hard time finding a venue for the reception, so we'll see what happens.
And it'll be on that show.
It will
we'll
be
see
on
every
that
aspect
show, exactly.
Of it. Yeah. Also, is Jen going to be at the wedding, you think, now?
Now
that's like you always said, the Heidi Montag.
They made up just
and,
in time.
Yeah. Will she be a bridesmaid, or will she just... Oh, no, she's not doing bridesmaids, right? We'll have to see.
Who knows?
We'll get to see it on Evan
Well, thank
Ocho.
You, Marissa, for, I mean, just loving... Have we drawn you into the show? You love it, don't you?
It sounds intriguing.
I mean, because
I don't know what happens,
This is the beauty of AfterBuzz. I never watched Glee at all, but Marissa, hanging out in the booth with her, she got me on Glee, so trying to get her on Basketball Wives, but... I mean, if you don't get on it, it's fine.
It's a little too late.
Because we watch it and like my blood boils when I watch it, so it's don't even worry about it. But it was a good show, and thank you all of you guys. My name
is
Ronnie. If you want
to
follow,
thanks to the iTunes listeners.
Thank you,
yes.
guys.
Oh,
viewers.
We'll do a fun tweet out of this promotional video that one of our fans made. Adrian, our Watchtower Base kid, he made a really cool video. So we'll tweet that out or whatever. But if you want to follow us at AfterBuzz TV, mine is at Ronnie Jr. Media, and my blog, which I'm posting a lot of new stuff on, that is, as Rebecca called it earlier, randomly Ronnie Jr. But it is randomlyronniejr.com. I'm blogging about my whole life over there, you know, watch it.
Follow me on Twitter at Miss Mercedes, M-I-S Mercedes, and also stay tuned for Single Ladies After Show and After Buzz at 9 o'clock.
But even more than that,
so good, so but
her, Instagram. I'm not even on Instagram, but go on her Instagram because
she's and my Instagram is the same thing, Miss Mercedes.
Yeah. Hollyhoops.net, Rebecca?
Hollyhoops.net. You can follow me at Rebecca Prince TV. And check out my daily videos for Holly Scoop and Stereotude. Entertainment and music news, wherever you need
it. Nice. I'll be checking that out.
Yeah.
And
can we play with your Twitter?
Yes,
is that the word
you said? With you said my it yesterday. Twitter. Okay. At spicy_Mari. That's SPICY_MARI. And you can also catch me every Saturday on KGLH 102.3, Saturday Night Mixdown, yeah. 8 p.m. to 12.
Stevie Wonder's
and
radio station.
And thespicylife.com is coming very soon, brought to you by Ronnie Jr.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's become my favorite site when I'm not on HollyHoops.net. And AfterBuzz, of course, and randomly Ronnie Jr. Okay,
thanks,
thank you guys. Basketball
Appreciate
Wives.
It.
Bye.
Miss you. We'll see you for LA.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.